When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, it's the best show. What are we doing here on a Saturday? I don't know. You tell me. Wait, you can't tell me because you're not the ones who put me here. I put me here. I'll explain what it is in a little bit. But I'm sure you can kind of figure it out when you realize the 4th of July is on a Tuesday and that I can't pay AP my quadruple time to be here on the 4th of July on a holiday. So, it's the best show. We're going to do it on a Saturday, put it up as a podcast on Tuesday. The phone number, 201-332-3484, 201-332-3484. Lean and mean tonight, man, it's me and Dudio holding it down. We're going to do the best show. Let's have some fun on a Saturday while you're barbecuing or I don't know what you're doing. What do people do when they try to do nice, fun things? Make sandwiches in the backyard? I don't know. What I do know is the best show. It's called the best show for a reason. So sit back, relax, smoke a little bit of that God's green herb, or have a soft drink, whatever suits your needs, or do PCP. I don't know what you're doing. You do whatever speed, or Pez, whatever is your thing, now's the time to do it while you listen to the best show here. In the beginning of July 2017. Let's do it. Best show.
Best show.
Saturday, best show. But you might not be hearing this on Saturday. You might be hearing this on a Thursday, 78 years from now, at the base of the Tom statue erected. Where? Where would it be? I don't know. Somewhere in New Jersey? What would it be? Hoboken? No. I have no ties to Hoboken. Jersey City, perhaps. Maybe put it next to the statue of the dude right by Exchange Place. It's a great vibe when you go into Jersey City. And there's one end of the street has a statue of a guy holding a gun. And then the other side, right by the water, has a guy with a bayonet being rammed through his back. A statue of a guy with a bayonet. There was a Polish war commemorative statue. Very violent statue. I'm sorry about the war. That is a violent statue that everyone sees. It ain't in no museum. It's for everybody taking the PATH train. Sees a guy literally being run through with a bayonet. Do you know that statue, Dudio?
Yeah.
So, we're here on a Saturday. Pre-recording a show. We're doing a show that can also go up on Tuesday will go up as a podcast on Tuesday because we do shows. That's what we do. It's the best show. You get a show every week. We didn't do one a couple weeks ago because of, I did a thing at the Dave Weigel interview at the Strand Books. But that's up now on the Patreon also. So that's available. A lot of content, man. A lot of content. And speaking of the Patreon, that's how you support the best show. The best show Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And you give what you can. We give all sorts of stuff to you at different levels. And that's what we appreciate, that support. And I will say we need that support. That is what keeps the best show going now. Pays all the bills, all the service for hosting and all that stuff. We're on the hook for all of it, man. That pays for all of it. Anything you can give, please give. Best Show Patreon at patreon.com/thebestshow. I'm about to mail out more stuff. There's stickers and pins and garbage packs and all sorts of things we send out. And I'm going to tell you this. We're going to come up with some new premiums soon. So don't miss out on the existing ones, because when they run out, when I run out of them, then they're gone. Like the Bad Company stickers. I still have them, but when they're gone and another bonus premium thing takes their place, Those are gone forever, and same with the pins. So, my friends, the phone number 201-332-3484. We just heard from Kurt Vile. My friend Kurt Vile. His song Life's a Beach from the So Out of Reach EP on Matador Records. Nobody better than KV. Love them to death. Very excited about the Kurt Vile Courtney Barnett record coming out later this year. Big Beacon Theater show sold out. Will there be other shows in the area? Who knows? Am I always going to answer my questions by yelling yes? So, where are we at here? Let's think. We're halfway through 2017 now, pretty much to the day. This is because I'm recording this on July 1st, 2017. My report card grade for myself for the year, D-. I've been as Lou Costello said with his famous catchphrase, I've been a bad boy. What a fun team that was, Abbott and Costello. Two guys in their early to mid-50s not liking each other. but having to run around with Bela Lugosi, who's forced to put on Frankenstein makeup for the 9,000th time in his life. He's being slowly poisoned by the green paint. And, but making everyone laugh. They made us laugh. But most importantly, they made us think, Abbott and Costello. Like we really, they challenged society with the vaudeville routine they stole, Who's On First, that they did not come up with. Remember when on Studio 60, when the one guy was like, my parents don't even know Who's On First. And then you're just like, yeah, your parents are the only ones who would know Who's On First. No one working on Studio 60 would know it, except maybe, ironically, through kids in the hall making fun of it, barely. They would barely know about that. So that's what we're here to do today. Abbott and Costello talk. 7 hours of Abbott and Costello talk. Uninterrupted. Let's really get to the bottom of the franchise. Will they reboot the franchise? What if Christopher Nolan got the rights to Abbott and Costello the way the Farrelly brothers did to Three Stooges? Would the Christopher Nolan reboot of the gritty reboot of Abbott and Costello be as successful as the Farrelly's reboot of Three Stooges? Doubtful, but I guess Nolan can always swing for the fences with that and then cross his fingers and see if he can do it. That is funny. You know what would be a good topic sometime to do is the things that as a society we have agreed to forget happened, like the Planet of the Apes movie, the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes movie, which everyone talks about War of the Planet of the like. And it's just like, hey, guys, there was a Planet of the Apes movie that came out about 15 years ago that had Mark Wahlberg in it, had Paul Giamatti was one of the apes. Like, we've chosen to, and Tim Burton directed it, Mark Wahlberg was the star of it. There is almost no proof of that existing now. Remember that movie, right? But no one even, people act like it didn't happen now. They just made these new Planet of the Apes movies, and they're hoping everybody forgets. My friend Nolan Puddin'Pop over on Twitter gets it. He says, put Abbott and Costello in the dark universe, because Universal is very excitingly launching a dark universe of movies with the Mummy, and then they're going to do their horror franchise things, and they're going to spin them out into the dark universe, and what are they going to add up into a team where you got the Mummy and Frankenwolf and what's his name, Dr. Swamp, what's that, the bug monster? Creature from the Black Lagoon. That's not Dr. Swamp. It's the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Frankenwolf. Wait, no. Frankenstein. Frankenstein Wolfman. Frankenstein Wolfman. Is that one or two characters? No, it's Frankenstein and the Wolf. But they're not a team. It's not like those movies are just like, see, now that's what this dark universe should do. You get Frankenstein, you get the Wolfman. They're solving crimes, right? Picture it. It's set in San Francisco in the 70s. Frankenstein and Wolfman driving around in a GTO in the streets of San Francisco. You tell me you wouldn't watch that? They're trying to help out Rick Barry. Somebody stole Rick Barry's 75 championship ring. His underhand free throws. I would watch the bleep out of that. But no, they're rebooting it as a thing where it's all going to be Frankenstein and Wolfman and Dracula and Doctor and Creature from the Black Lagoon. And they're all going to team up, I guess, and do what? Fight Suicide Squad? What are they going to do? That's what they should do. Why not? Each studio puts, it's like fielding a sports team. Like Battle of the Network Stars, which just came back. You put your best team against the other team. The DC team goes up against the Universal team, which is all the monsters. Plus, you'd have Men in Black. Was that not Sony? But you get like why not put the best franchises and just have them fight each other? You know that someday, Jason Dudio, his name's Jason actually in real life. I know we're pulling the curtain back a little bit on this. He gave himself the nickname Dudio because he's the dude who built the studio. It is. It's a great name. Would you say in the next 15 years there is a movie called Marvel versus DC?
Yeah, 100%.
Where it will literally be Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, all of their characters, whatever, Aquaman, and they fight all the Marvel characters. There will be that movie at some point. There's no way that doesn't happen. And then whoever wins that fight, whoever survives that fight, they fight Star Wars. Right? Yeah, they fight Star Wars. Just picture now, Chewbacca's fighting Thor. Right? And Darth Vader would be like fighting Ultron. I'm telling you. Why is my career in free fall? I don't know. These are the ideas I'm bringing to the table. Why am I not? The ideas I'm saying right now should either, and both of these are valid. I should be outside of the studio gates of a studio screaming at the limo that pulls in, at the person in that limo holding a sign that a crazy person would hold saying, Marvel versus DC, then they fight Star Wars. And the executive would like roll their eyes when they see me as they open the gate, and then I get shoved back into the street by security. Or, with these exact same ideas, I could be the guy in the limo rolling in to my super fancy job. These ideas are not good or bad. They're just ideas. And that's all it takes, are just ideas. So what I would like to do, it's halfway through the year, 2017 report card, where are we at, what are we looking to get out of the second half of the year, how did we do, and also to celebrate America, which is the country we're currently doing the best show from, that could change at any minute. Currently our residence is in the United States of America. I want to get a call from every state. Now, look, maybe we're not going to do a full three-hour show today. I don't think we'll do a full one. But we'll do a good, fun show. So maybe we don't get all 50 states. But what's the number? Because Jason was saying that if I don't get a certain goal, we have to do a Tom Can't Complain show again, which is fair. 35 states?
35,
okay. 35 states. And just to show you, Jason, look at this thing. Can you look at this for a second? Can you name all the states?
Oh, yeah, I can name all the states.
I can name all the states.
I've been to every state.
You've been to every state?
Every state.
You've been to all 50 states?
All 50 states. That's a trip. Here,
why don't you talk into the
there
mic?
We go. It's a trip that Kristen and I took from the beginning of our marriage. It was like, I guess the cheapest trip is to knock off states, mm-hmm. you know, fly into Des Moines, mm-hmm. and then drive around the flyover states. Okay. And then, I've been to all 50.
Mm-hmm. I've been to four. of the states.
Which four?
New Jersey, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. New York.
Two.
Pennsylvania, I think I was in once. And then I believe I was in Delaware at one point.
That's it.
That's it. I kind of stay local. It's like you keep the economy. It's like with politics. They say just the local elections are what matters. And I look at the local travel as what matters. What do I need to see the Taj Mahal to be valid or something? No. So watch, I'm going to do this. How many minutes do you think it would take me to name all 50 states?
To name all 50 states?
In this quiz?
In that quiz, give me four minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, here we go.
You want me to time it?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Hold on. Let me see.
It also has its own timer on here.
You You're good. Go.
Go. Washington. Okay. Oregon. California. That's Idaho there. And that's Montana. Montana. And then that is Utah. And next to Utah is Colorado. And then we got Nevada. And there is Arizona. And there is New Mexico, home of Walter White, is there. And that big one, my friend, is called Texas. And then we got the whoppers there, North Dakota. And then its friend, South Dakota. And then we got what you call it there? The movie was called, it was the Alexander Payne movie. Don't say it. It was not called Oklahoma. And then we got Kansas right above that. And then for some reason, I'm drawing a blank on that one state. Oh boy, that's a bad one. Let's just keep going from one side to the other. There's Wisconsin and Minnesota next to Wisconsin. And then we got, of course, going down from there, we've got Iowa. And then we got Montana ready. We got to do the Kansas City, which is we did Kansas already. And then we do Missouri. And then we'll go to the bottom and do Louisiana. And then above that is a state that I'm also blanking on right now. It's, Oklahoma. Let's just do Florida. And then my favorite band reminds me that it's the Florida Georgia line. And then we got another favorite band, Alabama. And then we've got Arkansas, home of Jason from Huntsville. Then we've got Mississippi, Mississippi. Then we've got Tennessee, home of Goner Records. And then Georgia is their friend, South Carolina. And then their friend, North Carolina. And then we've got Virginia, of course. And then you've got Maryland, their friend. And then there's, what would you do with Virginia without West Virginia? And then, of course, you've got above Tennessee, you've got Kentucky, our good friends in Kentucky there. And then Wisconsin, then you've got, of course, Illinois. And then you've got Indiana. And then you've got Michigan. And then you've got Ohio. That's 36 of them. Now, let me just knock off Hawaii and Alaska. That puts us at 38. Now, let's go to the top of the United States. Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire. Massachusetts. Connecticut. Rhode Island. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. Who am I missing here? I got 48 of the 50. There we go. Let's see. We got Idaho, Montana. Oh, this is bad. It's Nebraska. And Nebraska, and then that's a state Oh boy, hold on. This is haunting me. I'm missing one state. It's above Colorado.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's Wyoming.
There you go.
There we go. 4 minutes and 20 seconds. I named all 50 states. That's not bad, right?
That's good.
Yeah, and people yelling at it on Twitter. I wasn't looking at Twitter. You know, you cheat. All right, let's go to the phones. Best show.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
This is Kate. Kate. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. From
Tennessee. We're taking that one right off the board. How are
but
you?
I live in Pennsylvania, so I don't know if that counts
as
two.
No, you're in Tennessee. That's we're gonna do where you're in.
Okay.
How are you today, Kate?
I'm good. How are you?
Hold on a second. Somebody, Sharpling promised a fun show. Now he's just naming the states on a map. Well, that's done now. What am I supposed to do? A clown car? Drive around in that? Boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, boop. Like, brother, I tell you, I got to be on the spot on this show, Kate. Or I'm under the microscope. If I'm not dancing in every second of the time I'm here. So Kate, what's going on? I'm not going to talk about that clod anymore.
You're doing great. We get a surprise best show.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank
super
you.
Exciting.
Yeah. Right. Look, maybe it'll stink, but it's a freebie. Wait, go get
exactly.
your money back. Right? Go get your money. Wait, actually, people do give money. I don't want to say go get your money back. Oh, yeah. Strike that from the suggestion to go get your money back. So what's going on in you're in Nashville?
I'm in Nashville right now.
One of my all-time favorite cities, Nashville.
My brother's coming into town in a couple of weeks, and I'm hoping that we can go to Duke's and get a couple of Tom Sharplings one night.
Well, you should, because it's a seltzer water, and you can have as many as you want and drive without a fear of a DUI. So what's going on this summer? Anything fun, Kate?
Well, we're spending a whole month here in Nashville with our family, and, 13 hours in the car, two kids and a dog. Mm-hmm. It's a good old American time.
Are you going to go see any sights while you're there? Are you going to go to where you should go? Where's fun? I'm telling you, seriously. You go to the Willie Nelson Museum. I'm not kidding. It's on the edge of town. It's cheap to get into. Right next to it is a museum that the dude from Dukes of Hazzard has, like the scooter or whatever his name was. And they got one of the General Lees in there, I think. But the Willie Nelson Museum is cheap. And it's not just Willie Nelson. It's like a miniature country hall of fame. It's got stuff from all these country music artists. It's actually kind of fun because it's not crowded and is a little more budget.
Yeah, I think I know where that is. I'm from Nashville. I think it's just across the river from where I am right now.
Well, that might be a fun time for everybody. And then you can take them to the museum. They can look at the car with the Dukes of Hazzard head.
Well, that's all I got for you, Tom. I won't keep you anymore.
I appreciate it, Kate. You have a great summer.
You too.
Best show.
Hey, this is Jake calling from Brooklyn.
Jake from Brooklyn. What's up, Jake? What are you wearing, Jake?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
You're supposed to say khakis. Remember that commercial? Jake from Allstate? Well, what are you wearing, Jake from Allstate? Can you imagine the money those people made? Oh, my God. If I could get a slice.
At Allstate?
No, in these commercials. I got to get in a commercial.
I got to get in on any kind of advertising.
Right?
Seems like that's where all the money is.
I got to get in on anything. That's all I got to get in on. Anything.
I feel exactly the same.
Yeah. Where's my, right? Where's my piece of the pie?
I couldn't agree with you more.
I hear this, the talk. Wait, what is that? You need, you know,
say it again?
You know what you need, my friend? Some WD.
What's that, a new phone?
WD-40. What's a squeak like that? You know,
Tell me, but yeah, I got to go in and out of that door every day. It's a drag.
Yeah, well, go get some oil.
You're right. I should be more of a doer.
You will improve your quality of life if you go get a $2 thing of oil. I'm telling you. Go get some oil. The quality of your life.
I probably have some like in the trunk of my car that I'm not using.
I'm sure you do. You could probably put vegetable oil on that if you don't mind rats and bugs being all over it eating the oil. Do they eat that? I don't think they eat that.
Literally anything would be better than what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, then that squeak it one more time. I got to hear that again.
All right, hang on 1 second. Let me go back. The reception might be bad over there, but I'll do my best. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Go put
some oil on that. What are you waiting for, cheapo?
Yeah, I have no excuse.
No, you're defensible. And that's not even you being cheap. That's you just being lazy.
I'm being cheap and lazy, and I'm punishing everybody in my house.
Yeah, knock it off.
Yeah, enough.
Come on, Jake. Tighten it up. Fix it.
So now you know what my report card grade is for the year.
You get an F. And that's I'll give report card grades out. I'm going to give report card grades out. You get an F for that squeaky. Was that a door?
Yeah. It was my bedroom door that I use every day.
Door. Yeah, and then you hear that squeak what 25 times a day?
Yeah. How about when I get up in the night and wake everybody up?
Exactly. No.
F.
Little squirt of oil. F. You get an F.
Yeah.
F. And this is what I want you to do. I make like I'm a cop. I just wrote you a thing to go get it fixed.
I got to pay my court fees.
You fix the tail light, and then you'll be. I'm just giving you a citation to fix the tail light.
Yeah, I appreciate it, officer.
Go get some oil on that thing, and you call back, and I want to hear you turn that door once you put some oil on it.
You got it.
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, have a great night. We got two states: Tennessee and New York. Best show. Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Yes, hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Andy in New Hampshire.
Andy in New Hampshire. Where in New Hampshire are you?
I'm in Nashua.
Nashua, New Hampshire. Now, what goes on there? Are you on a snipe hunt, or what are you running around? What are you doing up there? Are you getting some pine cones?
Yeah, we're getting pine cones.
For the big campfire? You making s'mores? You have s'mores for dinner? What are you doing?
Oh, for sure, yeah. S'mores for dinner, s'mores for dessert.
Yeah.
S'mores are good any time.
Yeah. I feel like people in New Hampshire, and this might be offensive, you probably eat a lot of s'mores. Most meals are probably s'mores-based once the snow finally melts in May. Right? Once you can finally leave your cabin door, like the cabin door can finally open, you can finally slide it past the 17 feet of snow you get, and you can see what it looks like outside, then it's s'mores. Things shift to a s'mores-based diet.
Yes.
So that's correct. What are you doing this summer?
Oh, I'm just trying to stay cool, take care of my family.
Against what?
Keep everybody happy.
Bears? What are you trying to take care of your family against? Interlopers?
Yeah. Boredom mostly.
Yeah. What, against madmen in the woods?
Right? Yes.
How far in the woods? Are you in the woods?
No, not really. It's Nashua's a pretty big city comparatively.
Here's what I always wondered. When these people go, like, they hike, they're like, I'm hiking the Appalachian Trail. Don't you, like... All I would think of the whole time is that some madman is going to jump out and attack me. That's all I would be able to think of. The entire time I'm in the woods, think of when's this madman jump out? Where's the madman going to come from?
Right? Yes.
I would just feel like I'm being, like if I heard anything like crunch behind me, I'd be like, oh, there he is. He sees me. He picked me out. Well, at least the madman knows his next victim. Me.
Yes.
Now I guess it's just a matter of when it gets dark at 4 o'clock in these completely isolated woods because the cover of trees the sun stops poking through around 4 o'clock. So then he'll get me. It's a matter of minutes.
Yep. Yes.
All right, my friend. Have a great
day. I just wanted to put New Hampshire on the map for you.
Of course. It's on the map, and I appreciate it. Hung up on him a little too quick. Best show. Hi.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, my goodness. Ken, as I live and breathe, one of my favorite people. And I, look, this guy, first of all, I didn't know this guy was calling. Second of all, he said, hello, Tom. That's 7 letters, he said. And I knew who it was right away. You know why? Because this guy, there's only one of him. When they made the mold, on this guy, they broke it. Is that what the saying is? They broke the mold when they made this guy. Because
quality assurance.
Quality assurance. They just knew it was, and it's also a matter of exclusivity and collectability. It makes you collectible.
Well, sometimes things don't make it through the focus group.
Yeah. So you're inspected by do you have an inspection sticker on you?
I did. Filed it off.
Inspector 9 inspected you? Yes. So this is Jason from Alabama. Jason, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you, Tom?
I'm good. I'm here on Saturday. We're doing a special show. That way there can be a show for next week, because next Tuesday is the 4th of July. And,
right.
So we're recording this now. Then it'll go up as a podcast on Tuesday.
Well, that's what I heard. And full disclosure, I'm not listening because my computer died when I tried to listen. So
that's fine. Then our malware is working. That's good to know.
Also, you and I, these days, we just communicate through Instagram now.
Yes, I'll write. Looks relaxing.
And I'll favorite your Steve Harvey.
Yes, my picture. My Steve Harvey pictures, which is kind of. I never felt as alive as I felt once I turned my Instagram account into an exclusive Steve Harvey. It's Steve Harvey and Animal Rescue now.
Yeah. He's like your Campbell Soup can.
He really is. Some have said I am not unlike Andy Warhol. Drella, as his friends called him. Drella. So you, Jason, how are you? You're down in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, I'm down here in Huntsville, Alabama today. It's warm, so I'm staying inside.
Now, for the 4th of July down there, what goes on for the 4th of July? You hang an upside-down flag and say, soon we will reclaim what is rightfully ours?
No. Not in Huntsville. Across the river they might, but not here in Huntsville.
No,
I will say, I went across the river recently, and it looks like someone's gone door to door handing out Confederate flags. It's troubling. Like there's more than there used to be.
There's more. So there's it's a seller's market for Confederate flags.
I don't know. It's almost like either someone's gone door to door, or someone's gone door to door saying you better have one up. I don't know what's going on, but it is. I don't mean to bring up anything troubling,
sure.
But it is troubling to me.
Looking for the silver lining in everything, as I try to do, is there an opportunity here for some sort of artisanal Confederate flag business?
Small, locally sourced, small batch
that you can make. You can make some good pocket change off of, and then put that money towards positive things that you want to focus on
just,
or whatever.
I'll just donate all the proceeds to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, and then people will be like, wait, how much are these Confederate flags? And you'll be like, well, let me explain. These are locally sourced flags. They're made from cotton that is
ethically farmed.
And I'm so bad at anything having to do with making anything, I couldn't even fill in any details on what an artisanal flag would be. I'm assuming, like, they're not made of cotton. Flags made of cotton, right?
It's silk. It's imported silk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I'm just trying to find the thing, the brighter side right there for you. The fun side of...
The fun side of the Confederate flag.
So, Jason, you're going for the 4th of July and for the 4th of July weekend. Man. You're staying local and taking it easy.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I do know that people have already started shooting fireworks. So they've already started selling them. Mm-hmm. So people have already started shooting them.
That's a nice touch on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, they did it about midnight last night. Somebody let off a big one in the neighborhood.
They look so great in the afternoon.
That really is the optimal time.
Yeah. The fire, then
yeah.
You can't see them for any point of enjoyment or any point of, hey, what's that coming at me?
Right.
A firework.
And the only way you know it's not a gunshot is because you hear the at the end.
Yeah. And it blows up in a nice big burst of orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the best firework, Jason? Is it the big orange one?
I like, you know, in recent years they've got the ability to do purple. Purple's nice.
Okay. Purple.
Green and purple. Gold.
You like the green, purple, and gold fireworks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, everybody's good down there?
Yeah, so. You know, I had something nice happen to me yesterday.
What's that?
I called a lady. Well, a lady called me at my work. She's at a seed and feed store down in Baymanette, Alabama, which is down near Mobile. Mm-hmm. And I could hear a goat in the background. So I asked her if she had a goat in the store, and she said yes. And she said that it's a Nigerian dwarf goat, and they let it loose in the store. And it jumps up on feed sacks, and little kids come and feed it peppermint candies and animal crackers.
Rather than the feed that they sell.
I guess. And its name is Judy.
Judy?
Mm-hmm. And I said, I wish I could see that goat. Oh. And she said, what's your cell phone number? And she sent me a picture of the goat. And it was the nicest thing that happened to me all week. It's an adorable goat.
That's awesome. I love goats.
Well, if you go to my Twitter, you will see that it's one of the most recent posts is the picture of that goat.
Now, let me see this goat here.
And Instagram. If you'd rather do it through Instagram just to keep our relationship pure.
I want to mix it up a little bit and check the Twitter out here.
Okay.
Oh, that. There it is. There's the goat. Oh, my goodness.
It's adorable.
Is a cute goat. Yeah.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Love
that
it.
That goat could get up on the walk up onto the bottom shelf and go to sleep if it wanted to.
Yeah. I like goats, and I like staring at them. We have staring contests often. And you see who blinks first.
Anyway, it was a nice thing that happened to me, and these days you gotta just grab them, those nice things.
You do.
You gotta just hold them.
And you know that if you get in a staring contest with a goat and the goat wins, your eyes go sideways. Did you know that's what happens?
I will avoid. I'm not going to play that game.
Yeah, your eyeballs turn 90 degrees, and then another 90 if the goat wins again.
So do you have to keep?
You have to lose four times.
Yeah.
To get back to normal.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
I'll keep that in mind.
Oh, how is everybody getting ready for the big season? Is the coach down there getting everybody fired up for?
Yeah, he's good and mean.
He's got kids doing voluntary practices. In early July, running in 140 degree heat in full pads.
It's probably like the Stanford prison experiment down there.
Yeah, if you do accept that you're going to end up in a stadium filled with 70,000 people screaming.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll be a hero. You'll walk like a hero among men.
Well, look, I say to you, Jason, and you know I say it to you all the time, roll tide.
What you think this is a year? Think it's going to be a year for us?
I feel, you want to know what I'm going to say? I think last year was the year for you. You just didn't win literally every game. You lost two games?
I think so.
Yeah. And one of the two happened to be the final game in the final minutes of it you lost.
Yeah.
I would say that was still your year. You know whose year it wasn't? The 4,000 other colleges that were not in that game.
Yeah. That's not what we want, though, Tom.
No, you're winning is winning. It's like
we don't settle for that.
It's like they say in Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last.
That's right. So, I think I'm going to put that on my flags, my artisanal flag.
If you're not first, you're last.
Except for that one time. And on the bottom, it'll say, except for that one time.
Except for that one time. Seriously, we were in the big game. Do we really think we want...
We were second.
Yeah.
We were second. Anyway, Tom, I will not clog up your phone lines anymore. I just wanted to say hello.
Well, it's so nice to hear from you, and you know you call me anytime. I hope you have a great summer, buddy.
I hope y'all do the same. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Best show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Welcome to the best show.
Hi, I didn't get screened, but hi, this is George in Louisville.
George in Louisville, that's Kentucky. Showing up. Yeah. Are we five states in?
Five states in. 30 left.
30 to go. Otherwise, I have to do a Tom Can't Complain. One of my least favorite things to do. What's your name again, young man?
George.
George, how's it going today in Louisville?
It's going well.
Home of?
Just finished.
Home of?
Slint.
That's right. Well, you'd say Squirrel Bait and the associated bands.
Oh, okay.
Like, you start with Squirrel Bait, and you do the chart, the bands that come off of Squirrel Bait. Bastro, Big Wheel, Slint, as you said, Gastro de Sol. Who else are we going to do off of that? Papa M, right? And assorted bands. You get it.
Right.
So, and also, who's the hero? Who's the biggest hero from Louisville?
Will Oldham, maybe.
Well, Will Oldham, I would say. Maybe you want to think more along the lines of like Muhammad Ali, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought we were still talking music.
No,
but yeah, Muhammad Ali.
We cast a wider net for that.
Sure, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, who is great, and Muhammad Ali. Jennifer Lawrence appeared in an episode of Monk, my job I had. One of the proudest moments is that she was on the rise, and what did they do? They stuck her in a mascot costume for 95% of her work in the thing. She's wearing like a lion head dancing around, and for one scene she takes her head off, and you're just like, oh my God, that's an 18-year-old Jennifer Lawrence. I want
to. Did she have lines, or was she just like?
Oh, she had lines in one. She had lines in one. I'm typing into this site that I have access to. That's an inside industry thing that has clips of from different TV shows and music and all sorts of stuff. It has a lot of video on it. I can't give the URL out because it's. Did you ever see this, Jason? Okay, so now the lion is dancing and jumping on Tony Shalhoub's back. And that's Jennifer Lawrence in there. Jennifer. Now, watch this. The lion's dancing. It's as if... Yeah. Oh, wait. Here she is. She's still in the lion outfit clapping. Here you go. Now she's in the halftime locker room.
I need to pray. Jen, what's the score? It's all tied up?
Oh,
it's all tied up. She takes the lion head off and says, it's all tied up.
And they even called her Jen.
Yeah. I love it. How about that? What do you think of that, Gordon? George?
George, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. I think I've just seen when she's like in a pep rally or something.
Oh, that's the thing. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you saw it. So what's going on in Kentucky, my friend?
Well, not a whole lot. I'm picking up yard waste right now. A whole bunch of tree branches fell last night, I think. But no, I just finished working out and saw that you were putting out a call. You needed states, and
what are you
usually
doing?
I'm not able
what's
to listen
work?
Live
what's
on
what's
Tuesday,
what's your workout? Let's compare workouts. What's your workout? How many times a week do you work out? We'll both say the number. On the count of three, we'll say how many times a week we work out. One,
okay.
Two, three. 40.
Four.
Four? Oh, only four. Okay. I'm doing
six
a
day
at this point. I do six a day. How much can you bench? We'll say it on the count of three. One, two, three. 710
225.
Okay. I can do 710. Okay, so what are you doing for the 4th of July, George?
Oh, I don't know. I have the night off. Normally I host a trivia night on Tuesdays, so this is...
Oh, ask me a question. Ask me a question. Come on, George.
Ask you a question. Oh, God, now I'm blanking. Okay, what... here's one. What...
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that was it.
No. What's the... Well, give me a one. Give me a music one
okay,
if you've got it. Come on.
Music
on,
one.
Or anyone. Just one. Not one that's actual smart people would know, but like dummies who only know pop culture would know. But people sometimes forget who's smart and dumb when you answer a bunch of pop culture things. Give me one of those. Go.
Okay. What... You're going to get this one. What 1985 hit by Mr. Mister is said by the band to be a prayer?
What, Kyrie Eleison?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I did it. Dude from Mr. Mister plays in Ringo Starr's All-Star Band.
Yeah.
The idea of All-Star is drastically, and it's in free fall.
He's in every lineup, too, yeah. Isn't he?
This year's band is Todd Rundgren, the guy in Mr. Mister, and then, like, the drummer from Toto or whatever. Like... And you're just like, what?
No, Richard Marx? He's usually part of the All-Star
Band. I
don't
think Richard Marx is a part of it this year. Even he's checking out of Ringo's band. Started playing back off Boogaloo. George, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a safe 4th of July.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye. Best show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Is this Tom?
It is Tom. Who is this?
This is Alex. I'm calling from Lexington.
From Lexington, Kentucky. Back to back. We just did Kentucky, but that's fine.
Oh, did you?
No, don't
Sorry,
worry.
I'm at work. I'm
no,
not able to listen.
Don't worry, buddy. I'm not judging. So what's going on in Lexington?
Not a whole lot. Waiting tables. I'm still waiting to get set.
Oh, you're waiting tables. You're just starting?
Yeah. Well, I came out of five. Still waiting.
What kind of place do you work?
It's a wine and tapas bar.
Oh, you know what's the worst about that is the entitlement from the people, right? They're looking for.
I used to work at like an up-end grocery store, and I have to say, I think those customers were like 10 times worse than anybody who comes here. But yeah, it's kind of a yuppie place.
And do people tip well?
Yeah, actually, when they start ordering bottles and stuff, it can those tickets can rise quickly.
Good. Well, this is what you do. You take their money, yeah. You grab it with both hands, and you take as much of it as you get your hands on.
That's the plan, I suppose.
Yeah. So how's your year going? We're halfway through the year. What kind of report card grade would you give yourself?
Myself? I'd say like A- or B+. I'm having a pretty great year.
A-, B+, that's good. I'm glad you're having a good year. I gave myself a D-.
D-?
D-.
There's a lot of year left.
Yeah, there's half. One half.
Yeah, we'll call this like midterms, I guess.
This is. It's literally the halfway mark, right?
Yeah, I guess it literally is.
Yeah, I got to step it up a little bit. D-.
Plenty of time.
Look, I've had a good... my dog, Gooden Poochie, showed up in my life this year. Greatest dog ever.
Yeah. Dogs always help.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Look, you're going to get back. You got to push those tapas. What's your favorite thing to bring over? We have a black.
We do like a Brussels sprouts with a Manchego sauce. It's pretty killer.
We have Brussels sprouts with a Manchego sauce. We have black bean hummus. Right? Black bean hummus?
No, I don't think we have that.
What?
Well, wait. No, sorry.
I'm telling you. Down in Kentucky, you wait till this stuff called hummus shows up. You people are going to flip your lids when this stuff shows up.
No, I can't wait.
It's like, I'm trying to think what you would compare it to. It's like mayonnaise that you can eat.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, get ready. You're going to flip All your right. lid when it shows up.
All right. You have like a great plan. Day.
Thanks, buddy.
You too, Tom. Thank you.
Bye. Best show. Hello.
Tom, what's going on? This is Brett from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Brett from Lincoln, Nebraska. How you doing, Brett?
Good. How are you, Tom?
I'm well. What's going on in Lincoln, Nebraska today?
Well, I was listening to an album that you don't particularly like, but it's been remastered. What do you think of the new Sgt. Pepper's 50th Deluxe Edition?
Well, I think it sounds really great. It really does sound great. I like listening to that stereo mix more than I've probably ever liked listening to Sgt. Pepper.
Yeah, I agree.
And some of the stuff sounds kind of breathtaking on it. But there's still songs on it that I feel are a lot of mid-tier Beatles songs on that thing still.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I like
when they're doing that final piano chord. I don't know if you've listened to all the discs, but like they do take one, he misses it just by a little, mm-hmm. still doesn't hit it, and then they take nine, boom, the official chord.
I listened to all of it. It was great. The outtakes are always interesting. I mean, I've listened to way too many Beatles outtakes at this point. But it's great. It's really interesting hearing the stuff, and it sounds fantastic. I do. I call shenanigans on that Penny Lane mix on the thing. My only problem with the whole thing is sometimes it sounds like they're mixing it so that it sounds so you can hear all the stuff that was there rather than mixing it to capture the energy of it. Like Penny Lane is like the thing that I like about Penny Lane is it's like when that goes meanwhile bonk and that bonk from the piano right? And that's like that's like kind of neutered on this version now, so I don't know. What are we gonna do? Look, Brett, what are you doing for the 4th of July?
I'll probably do a little grilling. I think I'm not much of a fireworks fan.
Okay.
A couple years ago, our home state hero, Larry the Cable Guy, did a free show at our college football stadium. And I think it was the biggest comedy show of all time, maybe world record, like 80,000 people.
But how was it a comedy show? Legally, they can't call that a comedy show. Right? Because you said it's neither the Cable Guy's up there. I mean, that sounds disputable. I'll say this. This sounds like if I lived, you're in Lincoln, you said?
Yeah.
If I was in Lincoln and suddenly I knew 80,000 Larry the Cable Guy fans were going to be not on the streets. And I was not going to be sharing my city with them, that would be the greatest night in Lincoln, Nebraska ever. It's like, yeah, they're all in that building over there. We have the city to ourselves for 3 hours.
Should have done. Yeah, we could have gone to the art galleries and
yeah, like that was everything really else a problem. Now, for these Larry the Cable Guy fans, the art gallery, what that is you got a bathroom in there? Like, where's the bathroom? They make like they're looking at a painting for 5 seconds, and then they're just like, yeah, where's the bathroom? right? Because they don't want to be too gauche. So they go and they look at a painting. They're like, ah, yes. They're probably looking at a water fountain. Like, they think that that's, like, art. You know, like, the way, like, people go in museums and they, like, look at, like, a fire extinguisher. And they, like, they're probably, like, looking at this fire extinguisher. Ah, it's a comment on the manufacturing. Look at that. Where's the bathroom? This is Larry the Cable Guy. All he pushes is this Prilosec.
Oh yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah, no.
You know, it's a good way to, you know, it's a good way to fight heartburn. Don't eat garbage all the time. Also a fun cure for heartburn, for like nonstop heartburn, rather than like adding like pills on top of it. It's like, you try adjusting your diet. Ain't nothing wrong with an apple cider vinegar shot to bounce your pH out, right?
Well, he was on Nutrisystem for a while. He was the spokesman for that. Then, hey,
yeah, how'd that go? Did they sue him to get their money back? Right.
No. Well, why lose weight when you can get paid to overeat and fix it with a pill?
You want to know what it's like at the water park? You ever wonder what it's like at the water park? Well, you just wonder if everybody at Walmart had their swimsuits on. That's what it's like in a water park. Sometimes I go to the water park after eating chili and then watch everybody run.
You're done.
Yeah. Look, he's a great actor. I'm not taking that away from him. He will win an Oscar. Who do you think from that comedian tour, Engvall, mm-hmm. White, Foxworthy, Guy, who do you think wins an Oscar? You think Larry?
Oh, no, I think it's Foxworthy.
You think Foxworthy yep. wins an Oscar?
He's going to get that one role that's just serious, and he handles
See,
it.
I would think it would be Ron White would end up playing like a guy in like a Steven Soderbergh movie. Like, he'd give him some part that he'd be like, hey, Ron White can really... Because, look, he was in Roadies. He played the old roadie Phil.
That is true.
In Roadies.
And he was great in Roadies.
Yeah.
Yep, I go with Ron White.
Yeah. What award do you think Larry the Cable Guy would win if you had to say he'd win an award? Well, in addition to the award you said he won for biggest comedy show ever. What's that? Okay, well, how about this? Do you think, of the four, who do you think would win a Tony of the four?
You think Bill Engvall could maybe sing?
You think it would be like an evening with Bill Engvall on Broadway? That might be you might not have to line up at the TKTS ticket window to get last minute seats to that. You can probably walk right in on the... Well, it's not exactly going to be Hamilton for the Bill Engvall on Broadway tickets. So,
but I think Ron White maybe is broken up with those guys. I don't know if he's
because he's with better.
Them at all.
He's better than them.
Because I think Foxworthy and Larry are coming to the basketball arena here soon. I think Larry stops by a couple times a year.
Because I hear these commercials. I hear these commercials on this satellite radio where Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy have this comedy tour going on where they're just like, and we're doing the thing, and we got music is going to be like bands like Foghat and Eddie Money. Are you kidding? Like, it's like, what? Foghat? There's only one guy in Foghat left. There's only one guy alive from Foghat still at this point, the drummer. You know what that's like? You go see a thing, and only the drummer's the only original member,
yep.
Right? You got to see this guy do Slow Ride. This drummer can't. If the drummer's the guy, it's the hardest one to be old, is to be the in a band, the drummer. So I got to go watch a drummer from Foghat. Now they're doing these Foghat songs at halftime, because this guy can't lift his arms anymore.
In concert, I was at that Ringo All-Star Band last year. Got to see Todd Rundgren, threw me a pick, caught it.
Mm-hmm. What else? Cool. Who else was in the band?
I think his name is Steve Lukather.
He's from Toto.
Toto,
right? Yeah.
And then the guy from Mr. Mister.
Yeah.
And then Ringo comes out, plays a couple songs, and then he basically just drums the rest of the night. And then comes back out, does,
You know what I would say with Ringo? When he sings with a little help from my friends, he's like,
yep, but,
when he's like, what would you think if I sang out of tune? If. If you sing out of tune, try when. You're already doing it. What would you think? And I saw the documentary on that Beatles thing where he's just like, he acts. This is like Ringo acting like he's like his own like man, and he's just like, when they originally wrote with a little help from my friends, it said, "What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you throw tomatoes at me?" And I told them I will not sing that line. Like, I would love it, though, if they kept that in, because then that would mean every show someone would whip a tomato at him. I might whip a tomato at him at one of these shows when he comes through just to remind him that that was the lyric. What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? And he gets a tomato in the face. That's not the line. And then, like, he looks in the tomato, it's like, it says, like, there's a note attached to it that says, please sign this tomato. Please autograph this tomato. I will not autograph any tomatoes, any tomatoes. Peace and love. So.
But he didn't, out of all the songs, you would think he would sing Yellow Submarine, sang that. With a little help from my friend, sang that. Did not sing Octopus's Garden. But yet he played the, I don't want.
No.
Choke up my nose or something.
Drink it no more.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
It makes me sneeze.
Off the floor. No, thank you, please. It only makes me sneeze. Right?
Yeah.
And then it makes it hard to find the door. No, thanks. No. Yeah, thanks. No. Indeed. No. So, well, thank you for the call, buddy. You have a great holiday. And great.
You too. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Good guy. Best show. Hi. Welcome to the best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. Oh, I know who this is. To whom am I speaking? I guess I got to go through the motion.
Z-Man.
The guy. Now, for people who don't know, there are regular callers to this show, and this is certainly one of them, and he's one of my favorites. And he's a guy who, it's kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing with this guy. He's right now, his name is Z-Man, and right now he's mild-mannered, he's responsible, member of society, and an upstanding adult, a father, a husband. But then he'll be like, it'll be like Psycho. Not to say you are a psycho. It's like the movie Psycho. He'll have these arguments with this garbage bag. Be like, put your hand in the garbage bag. No, please. Please, no, don't make me. I don't want to anymore. I don't want to put my hand in the garbage bag anymore. Put your hand in the garbage bag. And then he does, and then he's got this puppet on his arm, because he made this puppet that is an extension of himself. And some would say it's the worst version of you when that puppet is on your arm. Annoying, thin-skinned, unfunny. Why am I doing this to you? I don't know why.
Go on.
No. I ran out of insults.
Okay.
There are no more major insults left for me to drop on. No.
Okay.
He does a puppet, and his name is Wally Wacky Man. And it's a little bit of a thing where he becomes the puppet, and then it takes time for him to not be the puppet anymore, and then there's like a weird transitional zone where you're not sure if he's more Z-Man or the Wally Wacky Man. You're not sure who's who. And then there's times when the family can only talk to the puppet. And I think troubling is a fair word. Fair. Now, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right. How's everything with you?
I'm good. I owe you an email. You wrote me a very nice email.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and, sure. I wasn't sure if you got it.
I owe you a reply. I apologize.
No problem. No problem.
Please. You just got to forgive me on this one, my friend. Please, I'm cashing all my checks.
I always look at him like, well, you know, he's probably busy.
I was busy, but that's no excuse to reply to an email from you. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. So what's going on with you, Z-Man? What are you up
to? Not too much right now. Just upstate with my in-laws for the holiday weekend.
That's nice. Are you going to be there for the whole – are you going to be there through the 4th?
Tomorrow we're going to another branch of the family, you know, they've got a pool and stuff, and so, you know, my daughter loves it when we come up here. There's a lot of space for her to run around and play. She likes spending time with her grandparents on my wife's side. And,
that's nice.
And we'll see some cousins, you know, tomorrow and stuff, and, yeah, it should be a fun time.
That's nice. That sounds great. Are you gonna see your folks?
Well, you know, I mean, my parents were out when we left this morning, so maybe we'll see them when we get back on the 4th.
Sure.
But we're just, you know, my wife's family for this little chunk.
What would you think about this? If you took Wally Wacky Man, right? This is what you do. You put it, you get like a firework. You put it in your hand. You put your hand into Wally Wacky Man.
I already don't like where this is going, but go ahead.
And then you have him open his mouth super wide, and then a firework shoots out of his mouth.
Well, you know I only have one of him, right?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, I think
two.
I might
have
two, to...
I have two, I've actually...
Oh, you what, commissioned duplicates?
And speaking of Bill Engvall... And Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence played his daughter on the Bill Engvall show.
Wow.
What's a gene pool that dude thought that Jennifer Lawrence could be his offspring? Can you imagine?
I think the monk role was an upgrade.
From the being Bill Engvall's daughter, yeah. Yeah, she's like, wait, where's that, you know, that cougar head laying around anymore? I can dance around in that. Well, then no one will see your face, honey. And she's like, yeah, that's kind of the point. Yeah. Bill, yeah, there you go. There's the Engvall family. Jennifer Lawrence is this guy's daughter. What was the wife on that would literally have to be an angel coming down from the heavens who decided to mate with a lowly human to even that balance out to get Jennifer Lawrence as the kid.
And I had kids with the angel.
Yeah. Here's how it worked out. I was here working at the bus station, you know, like whatever dumb job he had on the sitcom. I worked in the bus depot, you know, selling tickets. And then an angel came down from heaven itself. And we conceived a child and my lowly genes, which are pretty weak by human standards, balanced out with her celestial, heavenly, godlike genes, and kind of landed in the middle with Jennifer Lawrence. So, did you see Wonder Woman, Z-Man?
I haven't had a chance yet. You know, it's the one DC film that I, you know, had faith in. Now it's...
Think I'm picking what? Up on a little, not as much of a priority. I wonder why. Wonder why you didn't make it out to see Wonder Woman.
No, right? I am very excited. And I'm very happy for its success. Yeah. For me, the thing is, I don't like to go to movies alone. I'm like, you know, I know you're good
it.
With that.
Are you kidding? I love it.
Me, you know, it. I mean,
I like going to the movies. This is who I like going to the movies with: my wife, myself. That's it. Those are the two minds I like going with.
I saw Logan on my own, and that was fine. But, you know, I generally like to share the experience.
What, do you get scared?
No, I just, you know, I like to, you know, have someone to, you know, see it with, and then we could talk about it afterwards and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you know these movies make hundreds of millions of dollars, and most people see them. you can find other people to talk with. Look, if in a pinch, you go see it by yourself.
Yeah, and then, you know, just, you know, finding the right time to, you know, get out and see it.
I saw Wonder Woman this week. What do you think I thought of Wonder Woman?
I'm guessing you liked it.
I loved it. Hearing. I loved it. I thought it was so, it was, you know why I loved it? First of all, that the woman in it is, she literally, I can't think of any human who could have played Wonder Woman better than she did. In terms of embodying cool. Wonder Woman, she was great. And but you know why I also liked it? They didn't thread through 8 other DC movies in it.
Yeah,
didn't see, like,
I
oh,
heard
here's
that
the,
too.
Here's Aquaman's hat or whatever, and now I got a, you know, a phone call from the Flash. Got to watch the thing. It's just like, in the beginning, they had a little thing, and then that was it. And then they just told Wonder Woman's story without just like, oh, wait, is this the Green Lantern's flip-flops or whatever? Like, and I got to watch a Green Lantern take kind of just showering off after being on the beach, the outdoor shower, right? Because you don't want to bring sand in the house.
Yeah, she was probably my favorite part of that other atrocity.
What was that?
The Batman Superman.
Oh, yeah. No, she's the best part of that, too. She's the best thing in this whole DC universe now.
Yeah, I'm hoping they learn some lessons from it.
Oh, they won't. Because they had that one, the Suicide Squad, which seemed like it was...
Oh, man.
It seemed like it was its own porn parody. That movie. It seemed so filthy and, like, sleazy that it seemed like they just cut the porno scenes out of a porn parody, and that's what we were watching in the theater. That's actually, that movie was so sleazy that that's what it felt like. Because there's things where you're watching What's-Her-Face, Harley, what is it? Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn and the Joker?
Yeah, where she's, like, changing and we're watching her. It's like, I got to look at her in her bra. What is this? Right? I'm not watching Will Smith change. Why am I oogling her? Right? Why are we all oogling her?
At the same time, another one where the woman was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, but they had to make her, like, we're oogling her the whole time.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What a sick, sick. It's sick. It's sick.
Make mine Marvel.
Yeah, me too, bro. I get it. And this Wonder Woman thing that was the best in the whole thing, and everybody should see this Wonder Woman movie. I loved it. Loved it!
Cool.
What do you think I like, better? You think I like Wonder Woman or Baby Driver better? What do you think I like better?
I don't know enough about Baby Driver. I'll say Wonder Woman.
You would be right, my friend.
All right.
You have a grand evening, Junior.
You too. Take care, Tom.
Bye. Good guy. Z-Man's a good guy. He's all right. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Samir in Florida. How's it going?
Samir in Florida. Long time no
right.
talk. Oh, my goodness. How are you, Samir?
I'm very well. How's it going?
It's going well. Former super caller, when that was a distinction we made on the show.
That's true. I was there, and then you retired that phrase, so the jersey's up.
It was you, Erica,
right.
and Dave.
Yeah, Lori also, I believe.
Lori, yes, Lori. So there are two from Florida. Lori from Miami,
yeah.
Samir from Fort Lauderdale. No, from you're not in Miami, though. You're adjoining. Where are you?
Middle of the state, Orlando.
Orlando, okay.
That's right.
And then Erica from Baltimore and
mm-hmm.
Dave from Knoxville.
That's it.
So what's going on down in Florida, my friend?
It is it's miserable and rainy. I wanted to tell you a story about something funny that happened at my work recently. If that's okay.
Please. Are you kidding? Yes.
So I'm on a relatively new team with a lot of new people. So we recently had one of those icebreaker kind of sessions that everyone loves.
Yeah, who doesn't love the thing when you have to now just become friends with everyone?
Right, exactly, yeah, forced, like, come up with things. So one of the things you had to do was that the one where you write down 3 interesting things about yourself, and then, you know, they kind of distribute them among everyone else in the room, your sheets of paper, and then someone else reads out the facts, and you have to guess who in the room that applies to. Does that make sense?
So they put the, you write down a few things about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we put them in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Give them all, and then, you know, so you pick up, you get somebody else's interesting fact that they wrote about themselves, and then you read them out, and everyone has to guess whose that was that you're reading.
Gotcha.
So, first of all, somebody else, someone's reading one of these, and the first bullet point on there is, my personal best Rubik's Cube time is 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And one lady immediately goes, Samir! So that seems so obvious that that would be me. It was not.
It was not
but
you.
It was not me.
No,
it was not me.
I would not have thought that was you for some reason.
No, but, I mean, it was nice to know that, all right, we're all relatively new to each other, mm-hmm. and so that's how I'm seen. That's a great barometer to know where you stand.
Well, they think you're that's super smart.
Well, yeah, but also, if that's one of your interesting things is that you have a timed, you know, a timed best, then I don't know.
Look,
I've got three more interesting things than that about myself, I hope.
So what were the interesting things you actually did write down?
Okay, so I wrote about myself that I once performed at the Miami Improv Festival.
Okay.
And that I went to school in India for 3 years when I was a child. And that I once threw up off the side of a roller coaster.
So the second of those three, that you went to school for India, I'm going to say people were able to guess that one.
Yes. When I wrote them, I didn't know it would be a guessing game because that was a dead giveaway.
But you also, yeah, that one, because I'm sure everybody guessed the Indian guy.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that did not leave much room for interpretation. But I like to think that at least those three points about myself, they're like, you know, people heard them and are like, oh, that's interesting. Tell me about what it was like living there, or how did you throw up off the side of a roller coaster?
What do you mean?
Or,
what was it like throwing up off the side of a roller coaster? You know, you should have denied that it was you that went to school in India. You should have said, yeah, that's not me. And then, like,
exactly.
Get some weird thing.
Everyone knows I'm from Kentucky.
And then everybody's like, well, who wrote this one? Who wrote this? And then it's just like you're creating, like, a rip in the camaraderie right off the bat. And just say, like, or if you wrote, like, I once killed someone and didn't tell it and got away with it. And then everyone's like, who wrote this?
Exactly. Security's coming in.
Yes. Someone confessed to a murder in this room. And now here's the next paper says they're going to kill again.
Well, you know, I very recently got my United States citizenship, so I could have written that and not have to worry about immediate deportation anymore, so that's a plus.
You know what? First of all, congratulations on that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And in this job, for people who don't know, you are a lawyer.
I am, but I'm working in a non-lawyer capacity these days.
Oh.
I got a little tired of it, so I'm working elsewhere. So just to wrap up the story real quick. So the sheet that I receive that I have to read about another team member, and remember, you're supposed to read these, and it's to foster conversation and be like, oh, that's interesting. Here are these three bullet points that I had to read out. Number one, I enjoy theme parks. Which sounds interesting, but the place we work is a theme park. So it's not as exciting or unique as it may sound. I work at one of the big local shops here.
All right.
So that's number one. Number two is love the color yellow.
Okay.
Number three is love anything lemon flavored. So that was one of my coworkers, you know, personality profile.
There's three
interesting things.
Yeah, I would say the yellow and the they kind of wrote two and a half. Then
exactly.
Like, boy, you sure have some. You got some. You're hooked on something yellow here because
exactly that was really on their brain. And so you know, not it's hard to inject like, even as the reader of that, it's hard to inject a bit of personality into that. Mm-hmm. And the person whose paper that was is the same person who thought, I'm Mr. Rubik's Cube. So it all connected pretty nicely.
It all ties together somehow.
Yeah, exactly. So,
what are you doing for the 4th of July, Samir?
Nothing much. I'm probably going to be home with my family. Might cook some food outdoors. But other than that, just enjoying being off, enjoying my wife being off the same day. We don't get a ton of that where we're both off at the same time, so
enjoy it.
Okay, it's my first one as a citizen, and especially since I'm also a British citizen, the 4th has always felt like a road defeat. So this time I can enjoy it.
Yes, it's a road loss, and yeah. But you guys won on points or something like in the. Are you going by football rankings? Or are you going?
No. What do you mean by football?
Your UK British people football.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's a win on penalties.
Because I would say when you talk about football, you know, you want to make it clear you know that you mean US football. You say NFL.
That's right. Does anyone say pigskin?
Pigskin. They say that. They throw around the pigskin a little bit. Let's toss around the pigskin.
Exactly. Which, by the way, is going to be a less gross way to say that.
Yeah. And also, there might be a way to make those out of something other than that now, which I don't even think they don't make. That's not made out of pig skin anymore, right? They're made in like some little synthetic.
You've got to hope that they've moved on from that.
God, let them have moved on. All right. So, thank you, buddy. It's so good to hear from you. And you take care. Have a great summer.
All right. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye. Best show, hi. And it's a special Saturday best show. I want to say we're doing this. It's going to go up as a podcast on Tuesday. Why? Because the 4th of July is Tuesday, and we could not do a live show on Tuesday. And so we're doing this. So here we are. It's all fun.
That's
well,
true.
Welcome,
hello.
My friend. Hi, how are you?
This is Eli from California.
California we did not have yet. Welcome,
that's
Eli.
Good. Hi, I was making chocolate, so I was hoping none of the other, like, millions of people in California took my spot yet. That's a little bit of ignorance, but, you know. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm well, Eli. And where you're calling from, what, inside of an air conditioner?
You could hear that.
It sounds like you're inside of it.
Brace for it.
Where in California are you, Eli?
San Bernardino County. Yeah.
Right. So what's going on? What do you do? What kind of report card grade do you give yourself for the first half of 2017, Eli?
I'd like to give myself a modest B minus. I like to say
B minus. That's fair. It means there's work to be done, but you're happy with yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You want to know what I give you?
D minus is what I got. I got it already. It doesn't matter what you'd give me.
Oh, okay.
My
sure,
grade came in. D minus.
Okay. Well, I like to think of personal grades as, well, no, I'm not too sure about that. But.
It's always great. Yeah. It's always great when you just can't stop kicking yourself. You know what I mean? It's a great, it's a fun, fun little thing that. The little switch in your head makes you just kick yourself. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So what are you doing for the 4th of July, my friend?
What can you do?
San Bernardino?
In San Bernardino, probably just soak up in the sun and probably just burn out.
What did you say? You're going to do what? Smoke up?
No, burn out. Like, it's really hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, smoke. Go. Why don't you go hotbox yourself through the air conditioner then, right?
Yeah, it's really right? Cranky. Almost as cranky as that guy's door from earlier.
Yeah. I hear you, my friend. All right, all these phones are lit up. I'm going to jump over.
Right.
I appreciate the call, though.
Go ahead. Thank you, Tom.
27 states left.
20. Oh, boy. Best show. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to the best show. Hello?
Hi, it's Chris.
Who?
It's Chris. Can I speak to Tom?
This is Tom. What's up, Chris?
Doesn't sound like Tom.
Well, it is. Trust me. I was going to say, it doesn't sound like you. Doesn't sound like Chris.
It must be delayed on the stream.
Where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm calling from the 51st state, England.
From the 51st state, England. What part of England are you calling from?
From London.
From London. What neighborhood?
from Bexley. You won't have heard of it. It's a borough. We don't have neighborhoods.
Bexley. I know that neighborhood very well. You do have a neighborhood called Bexley. My favorite thing in that neighborhood?
Yeah?
The pub.
Right, yeah.
I like that
pub. Yeah, we have got a pub, yeah.
I like that old pub. And you know what else I like? The chip shop.
Yeah, yeah. They don't sell crisps, though. They sell chips.
No, but I also like to go get a curry also in that neighborhood, right?
That's right. And you can get curry from the chip shop.
Yes. So what's going on, Chris?
I wanted to share a story of a non-celebrity encounter that I had a long, long time ago.
Let's hear it.
Okay. About 20 years ago, when I was a student, I got a job for a year working on a farm, and it was a long way from home. So one of the other farmhands said to me, well, why don't you come round to a party on Saturday night? Got some friends coming around, you can meet a few people. I said, yeah, that's great. Do that. Then the next day, the other student I was working with said, my friend is having a 21st birthday party on Saturday night. Do you want to come along? I said, that would be fantastic, but Sarah's already invited me to a party, so sorry, I can't go. So weekend comes along, and I go to this party on Saturday night, and it's very, very nice. All of Sarah's friends are pretty cool. We end up playing charades about 1 o'clock in the morning, Monday home. Go back to work on Monday, and my friend Neil says to me, how was your party? I said, it's very, very nice, thank you. How was yours? He said, it was brilliant. Robert Plant was there, Jimmy Page was there, John Paul Jones was there. I go, what? He says, it's my friend. It's Robert Plant's daughter. I was like, right, cool. Could have said that at the time. So
yeah.
I missed out on going to a Led Zeppelin party.
Yeah, might have been nice. Give you maybe throw me a little bit of a heads up on that. Oh, by the way, the three surviving members of Led Zeppelin will be at this party also.
Yeah, because his friend Carmen couldn't even say it was Carmen Plant. He said, it's my friend's, I went to school, it was my old school friend. And it all kind of clicked into place because he was from Bromsgrove, which is in the English Midlands, which is, of course, where Led Zeppelin are from. And I kind of look back on it now, I think I did the right thing. So if I'd have blown off my other friend and said, I can't go to a party because I've got a better offer, that would have been very rude. And also, I wouldn't know what to say to Robert Plant or to Jimmy Page, assuming that I met them at a party.
But see, that's the whole thing. I agree with you on that. It's like, what, and I feel this way about any kind of thing that anybody, like, famous would be at. It's like, what am I really going to do with this? Right?
Hey, Jimmy Page, how are you? I just want to say I'm a huge fan of Led Zeppelin.
I have all your records, which would be a lie, because I don't even have all the records.
Thank you very much. I really like the guitar solo you played on Led Zeppelin 4. Thank you. Thank you very much. Right? What kind of conversation are you supposed to have?
I can't lie. I just can't, especially when I get nervous, I just cannot lie. And at the time, it was in The Firm. Do you remember The Firm?
The band The Firm, yes.
Yeah, and they were pretty terrible, and they had that awful song, is it Radioactive? I'm not uptight,
I'm radioactive. That song, yeah.
Turn me on tonight.
That's their best song. That's their best song. Radioactive is their best song, and it stunk.
Exactly. And I'm sure I would have had to say something about The Firm.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have been able to resist. You would have said, I just want to say, I think The Firm were better than Led Zeppelin. That's maybe the thing you say to Robert, to Jimmy Page if you meet him. I just want to say I think The Firm are better than Led Zeppelin. And you just like watch him get confused. All right.
Yeah.
My friend in England. What's your favorite thing in England right now? What is it? Is it the impending rumors of the Oasis reunion? Are you thrilling to that? Are you excited about
it? I didn't even know.
The brothers back again, right?
No, I hadn't even heard that rumor.
Would you go see them? Would you see them in concert if they were back? Oasis.
I saw them once.
The O2 Arena. Where would they play?
It would be the O2 Arena, which is local to me. So even though we have a saying in England that if they were playing at the bottom of the garden, then I wouldn't even open the curtains to see them. But I saw them years and years ago at Creation Records get together where they were like 15th on the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob Mould was on there and lots of other Creation things, the Boo Radleys.
So you saw them, when there was, they were nothing.
Exactly. And to me, they're still nothing.
Yeah. Look, I'm not a fan. They got a few good songs. I get it. But you know what? I want to hear that stuff. There's people doing it better. I always thought there were people doing it better. Same thing with the Pixies. When people say, the Pixies, they're my favorite band. You know what? Good. These songs are well made. But you know what? There's people doing it better. You get that, Chris. Chris, you get that. We know the people who are doing it better, right?
Yeah. For some reason, I was thinking about that, for Blur today. I don't understand why people listen to Blur when they could listen to, I don't know. I don't think Pavement were great, but I think at least Pavement were kind of more original than Blur, or the Small Faces or something like that.
But if you're going to listen to the Pavement, you might as well listen to The Fall.
Exactly.
The Fall are playing 5 shows in September here in New York. How many of those shows do you think they actually do? They're playing 5 nights in a row. 2?
1.
1. You say 1.
I think the Fall, right. It depends how you define The Fall. If it's Mark E. Smith and a rotating group of musicians, if that is The Fall, then they'll do 5 shows. But The Fall on the first night, I don't think it'll be the same as The Fall on the second night.
I wonder
if, the fifth night, it'll be a completely different band.
Well, Chris, we will find out, won't we?
Yeah. Are you going?
I don't know. We'll see.
I've never seen The Fall. I would like to see. It's one of those bands. They've always been around. I think with a band that are around a long time, you always assume that eventually you're going to go see them. It's just they'll always be there.
Yeah, sometimes they're, and then they go.
Time in the follow-up.
Then they go, and then you missed it.
Exactly.
All right, buddy.
No, I should go to it. And I think the Fall are great now. I love The Fall now.
Guys, the guy did it, man. Guy figured it out. He's England's James Brown.
Yeah, never thought of it that way before, but I think that makes a lot of sense.
From now on, think of it that way. Thank you for the call. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Welcome. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call?
Do you have Georgia yet on your list?
Georgia? No, we don't.
Well, I am from Georgia, so you can strike that off.
Great. Where are you calling from in Georgia?
A little bit outside of Atlanta, Peachtree Corners.
Ah, Peach. But everything's named Peachtree down there.
Just about every city street, which is kind of a misnomer because Georgia is really not known for peaches.
Then how did that happen? Where did people get their peaches from?
I'm not sure exactly. I guess it sounds better than peanuts, which is really what Georgia is known for agriculturally.
Yeah. Rather than Peanut Street.
It kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit better, I suppose.
So what's going on, my friend? What are you doing for the 4th of July?
Not too much. It's been raining. We're getting all the rain from Florida, so we've been just soaked. And, you know, I guess that'll help put out some of the fires when the fireworks go off on the 4th, but no real plans. But I was laughing about your talk about all the franchises and some of the Abbott and Costello movies that they got into back in the old days with the Monster Universe, and started reading a little bit about it as I was listening to the show, and thought I'd throw a few tidbits out to you.
A few Abbott and Costello tidbits.
About their involvement with the Universal Monster movies.
Please, give me some tidbits.
Well, first of all, did you know they were paid, Abbott and Costello were paid $105,000 for their appearance in the Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein movie, mm-hmm. which equates to about $1 million in today's money.
Each or Or the team.
Together as the team.
So they got $500,000.
About $500,000 each, and that the monsters who appeared in those movies so resented having to appear in them, which would be your Boris Karloff, your Bela Lugosi, who were contractually obligated to be in those movies, that Abbott and Costello were afraid to throw pies at them during the big pie fight scene for fear of making them upset, and that Boris Karloff would refuse to play the monster on the Jekyll and Hyde movie. He would not play Mr. Hyde because he did not want to appear in any of those scenes with them as the monster.
Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know that. So these guys were afraid to throw pies at Frankenstein.
Yes.
Because if he hit Frankenstein with it, he might walk off.
He might walk off the set.
But what if it turns out that pies can stop a monster the way, like, a silver bullet can stop Dracula? No, a silver bullet can stop a werewolf, right?
That's right. A steak, wooden steak or garlic can stop Dracula.
So let's figure this out. If I want to stop Dracula, I either throw the window open during the day and I torch him with the sunlight, right? Mm-hmm. Or a wooden stake through the heart, right?
Yes.
If I want to stop a wolf man, silver bullet through the heart.
You're forgetting holy
Correct.
Water.
Correct.
Holy water also, and a cross, right? Because Dracula go...
Dracula seemed to fend off the cross in most movies, so I'd say no cross, but holy water, yes.
So a cross is like the equivalent of like throwing a shoe in front of a leprechaun that they have to like fix. They have to cobble it. It'll slow
just,
them
just
down.
Agitated them.
It slows them down, but it doesn't stop them.
Right.
So that's Dracula. The werewolf is a silver bullet.
Right.
Frankenstein
is fire.
Frankenstein's fire, or you just got to knock his block off, right? I think that goes for all of them, though. Like, if you just come at him and you just knock their block. Like, if I punch Dracula in the face, I knock his head off his shoulders, and I beat Dracula. Right?
You could chop his head off, presumably, or something like that.
But if, like, I do some, like, roundhouse kick at any of these guys, and, like, I knock their head right off their shoulders, then I've beaten all of them. Like, I could do like a spinning roundhouse and beat Frankenstein. Might be a little easier because his head is sewn on.
It could come detached. Wolfman seems like more of a challenge. He's more agile, probably stronger.
Yeah. So what about creature from Black Lagoon? How do you stop him? What do you put the poison in the water?
Does he breathe through gills? I guess he comes out of the water so he can breathe oxygen as well, right?
Yeah. And the Invisible Man, you just need a can of spray paint to stop him.
Right.
Right? You just got to catch him with the right thing and spray paint his face.
And then shoot him.
Or roundhouse him.
Or roundhouse.
Right. If I came doing a flying kung fu kick, knocked. Because he's the weakest of all of them. He just happens to be invisible.
That seems to be his only strength, right, is the invisibility.
Yeah, making a candle go float across the room.
He's just a creep.
Yeah, he is a creep. You wonder how this candle is flying across this room. It's me. That's more the man with the X-ray eyes. Isn't that like... Didn't he more have that voice than Invisible... Who Claude Rains played the Invisible Man?
Yes.
And who
Lon
played...
Lon Chaney was Wolfman.
But who played X, the man with the X-ray eyes, was... that was not Claude Rains. Who was that? That was... Because the Invisible Man was the one who was like, "You fool! You'll never understand."
Ray Milland,
yes. Great Ray Milland. You might have seen him in the movie Frogs. Remember that movie Frogs? Late era Ray Milland. It's Ray Milland's car payment type movie. So, any other facts? Give me one other good fact, my friend.
Oh boy. The Abbott and Costello meet Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, got an X rating in Great Britain.
An X rating?
Yes.
How? Like what? Well, why?
They did not like the fact that Dr. Jekyll no longer drank his serum, but went to injecting it with a syringe. And I guess some other more darker choices they made with the Mr. Hyde character.
So they thought it was like an allusion to heroin.
Probably.
Yeah, well.
Which may not have done Bela Lugosi any favors if he was on the set.
Yeah. So what did they do about but the people in the British censor board had no problem with Costello going, right? They had no problem with that?
No issues, apparently.
Well, different countries have different philosophical views on what's acceptable.
Would Sharpling and Worcester ever consider participating in a franchise crossover?
Oh, Micah, could you imagine? Oh, my, that might be the greatest thing. Sharpling and Worcester meet Frankenstein.
I was thinking like 21 Jump Street.
What do you mean? Like we're in that?
Sharpling, yeah, like Sharpling and Worcester meet
as the 23 Jump Street.
Do you know what 23 Jump Street was supposed to be?
It was.
Do you know what it was supposed to be?
Men in Black.
Men in Black. It was supposed to be the 21 Jump Street Men in Black franchises were supposed to intersect.
No.
That's totally serious. I'm not joking about that, my friend.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's where it's all headed. I mean, every movie is sequels these days, so yeah. It's just a matter of time before it's just all crossovers.
Yeah, no, we are heading towards a DC versus Marvel movie will happen in the next 15 years. And then it's going to be superheroes versus Star Wars. It's going to be the ultimate movie. It's called Superheroes versus Star Wars.
And then it's going to be Fast and Furious and Pirates of the Caribbean or something?
That would be, this is what I'm hoping. Fast and Furious intersects with Baby Driver in some way. Like they should fit Baby Driver into the final couple Fast and Furious movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know a guy who could drive real fast. He's from Atlanta. Like Vin Diesel. I know a guy who could help us with this. I am Groot. No, that's not the movie we're doing now, Vin. I am Groot. No, you're Sal from Fast and Furious now, Vin. I know a guy who could help us out of this mess. His name is Baby Driver. And suddenly you hear bown out, hear Bell Bottoms by John Spencer Blues Explosion, and here comes Baby Driver. Bound out. Yeah, I would love to see that intersect. Star Wars versus superheroes is going to be great when that inevitably happens.
Yeah.
But what Star Wars characters will be fighting? Is it current Star Wars or is it?
It'll be whoever it'll be.
Well, time travel should be nothing to stop anything happening.
Yeah, that should not be a problem with the Star Wars world. They should be able to pull Han Solo. They'll get young Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, prime era Darth Vader. Darth Vader will say, "Yes, my son. Luke, I will join you so that I can fight the Hulk. I will cross over to the I will become a Jedi so that I will renounce." Or they'll get the Emperor and Darth Vader to both realize that they need to team up with the Rebel Alliance to fight the superheroes.
Or maybe the Star Wars folks hear about the planet of the apes, that the apes have taken over and decide they've got to come back and take care of the apes.
I'm telling you, you picture this. First of all, you picture if Darth Vader was fighting Iron Man, that wouldn't be the greatest thing you ever saw. Darth Vader fighting Iron Man?
It'd be over in a second.
Well, who'd win?
Vader.
Well, yeah, well,
he crushed that metal suit.
Yeah, he would start caving the suit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden he gets hit by Thor's hammer from behind.
That's true.
So you'd have Darth Vader would have to fight Thor. Darth Vader would have to fight Thor in that, right, for that to be a compelling fight.
Who would Ant-Man fight?
A lightsaber. He'd probably fight Watto or or
Sebulba. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, Sebulba. He'd fight one of those awesome stereotypes. Well, young man, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is Phil, by the way. I don't think I ever told you my name, but Phil, thanks, Tom.
I appreciate the call. You have a great holiday, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
Right. Yeah, that's inevitable. It is inevitable that that's going to happen. Best show. Hi.
Hi, this is Catherine in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, we got Tennessee already. What's up, Catherine?
Oh, shame.
But you know what? I'm glad to hear from you. That's what matters to me, is my friend Catherine is calling. What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm entertaining some friends from Canada this weekend. I'm trying to show them a good American time.
Where are you going to take
them
to?
So that means listening to the best show.
Yes, exactly. Where are you going to take them to in Nashville to show them a good time?
There's like an art crawl tonight, and I think I'm going to take them to the drag show this evening at Play.
Take them. You should go. Do you know Dukes? Go to Dukes.
I was at Dukes last night. I took them there last night.
Okay, see, that's cool, right? Did you tell them, did you order my drink?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I do usually when I go in, no matter what I'm having. I get a Sharpling on the side.
That's so nice. Do you know Sarah and Joey? Aren't they nice?
They're nice people, and they're way cooler than me. I just like basking in their coolness.
You're doing all right. Don't worry. You're cool, too. So what would you give as a report card grade for yourself for the first half of 2017?
Oh, I usually aim for a B-, just in life in general. Like, if I stick to a B-, I'm doing okay. But I'm going to give it a solid B-plus so far.
A B-plus?
I've been working really hard.
All right. What makes it a B-plus first half for you?
Well, I do a lot of not cool things. I do political and advocacy organizing. I do volunteer work, and this has been unfortunately a very high volume year, and I haven't melted under the pressure. So,
did I meet you down there?
Yeah. Last year you met me a couple days after I'd won a campaign I was managing.
That's right. It was very nice to meet you. That was last summer, probably.
Yeah. The end of last summer, I'd run a school board election, and I had a lot of friends there who were coming over to me trying to, like, buy me drinks to congratulate me, but I was kind of ignoring them because it was cool to talk to you.
Yes, you were very nice, and I'm glad a nice person like yourself is having a year that you would mark down as a success.
Yeah, it's been one that I thought was going to be very depressing and challenging, given the work that I do and the world we live in now, but there's been a lot of good people I've met this year.
Oh, that's good. So you're
there's good people out there in the world, Tom.
There are, and you're one of them, and I'm one of them, and Dudio
is
one
of them. Sure. And Dudio too.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so he is one of them. All right, Catherine, you have fun with your Canadian friends, and don't be a stranger.
All right, thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Best show. Just had a huge thunder burst outside there, right? Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Holden.
Holden, what's up, Holden?
I wanted to talk about the Star Wars Marvel movie.
You want to talk about what now?
The Star Wars Marvel movie.
The Star Wars Marvel movie. Now, Holden, you're calling from California, right?
Yes. Have you gotten a call from Washington State?
No, we have not. Is that where you are?
Yes, it is.
All right, mark it down, Dudio, Washington.
Washington.
So, Holden, don't you live in California, though? Am I mistaken on that?
No. I live in Richland, Washington.
Ah, okay. All right. Fair enough. So this Marvel, yeah, don't you think that at some point that'll happen as a movie?
I mean, there's already been a Star Wars reference in Civil War.
Yes, but I'm talking about the superheroes. There'll be a movie where the Marvel people fight the DC people, and then the winners of that will fight Star Wars.
That would be really cool, actually.
What fight would you want to see the most in that?
Probably.
C-3PO.
Moon Knight versus Batman. I mean, Moon Knight isn't in the MCU yet, but he could still make an appearance.
So you want to see, you're talking about the Marvel DC movie. Now, I'm talking about superheroes fighting Star Wars.
Yes, what I would like to see in that would probably be Colonel Quicksilver Boy Captain America's shield. Oh. We must know.
I'm telling you, Holden, what you just came up with is that's the movie poster. It's a lightsaber hitting Captain America's shield. Right?
That is so cool. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah.
As soon as we're done with the call.
We're figuring this out, buddy. We're figuring this out. What other fights should there be?
There should definitely... I want to know a fight between Snoke and the Hulk.
Snoke?
I mean, Snoke seems to be an all-powerful being, but the Hulk is also an all-powerful being.
Yeah. I love it. This is good. This is good stuff. What about, what about if, Hawkeye was fighting Han Solo, right?
That would be insane.
Right?
I mean, they're both the best of what they do, which both involve projectiles. That would be, that would be so cool.
Wouldn't you want to see Chewbacca fight the Hulk?
Maybe. I mean, probably. I probably would. The one question I need to know is, what is the one, can a lightsaber hurt the Hulk even?
What weapon can hurt the Hulk
in Star Wars? Because it must be in Star Wars or in DC.
We need to find out what happens. When someone hits the Hulk with a lightsaber.
That will happen at some point.
I'm telling you, buddy. I'll see you at the movie theater when this plays. You're going to be going into college by the time this plays. I'll be in some sort of oxygen tent. So,
indeed.
What are you doing for the 4th of July, young man?
I actually do not know. I'm going to go on a trip that starts tomorrow to visit my aunt and uncle who live close to me. And it's not really moving, but you know what I mean, right?
I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Holden. Who's there at home now? Dad?
Mom and Dad, I believe.
Mom and Dad. Are either of them nearby?
No, I'm currently in my room.
How far away are they?
I'm not actually sure.
Well, what about this?
Pretty sure Mom's in the kitchen.
Do you know the song, I Want Candy?
No. No, I don't.
It goes, I want candy. Boop, 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 boop. I want candy. Boop, 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 boop.
Wait.
Yeah?
What if a 5-year-old wanted candy and they learned that song and then they just yelled the song at their parents' face?
Guess what? That's what we're about to do, Holden. But this is what I want you to change the lyrics. I want you to say, I want candy. Then go boop, 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 boop. Then go, I want ice cream. Then go, I want ice cream. Boop, 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 boop. Then keep changing it for everything you want. I want donuts. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, let's go do it. Let's go do it. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Hold.
I just got a new toy today.
You got a new toy today?
Yes.
Well, you should probably hide it after this. You might say goodbye to that new toy after this one. That might get taken away from you for a week.
I got a Moon Knight action figure. I'm currently right next to it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, are they nearby?
Chapman Webster, a lady to know at the Palm Beach Flower Show, and her husband Joe, who owns the golf course.
Watching Unsolved Mysteries?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, ghoulish.
My dad just gave me.
He gave you what?
My dad just gave me jelly beans.
He gave you jelly beans?
Yes! I think it was because of the I don't want candy thing.
Well, here's what you gotta do the song, though. You gotta do the song. Ready? Let's do it.
Okay. I want candy. I want candy. Okay, okay. I'm going to stop now.
Oh, you folded too quickly, my friend. I'm booting you off this project now because of that. You're not allowed to work on Star Wars versus superheroes.
Okay, okay. I'll do it more.
Let's hear.
I want candy.
Now you got to go boop, 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 boop. All right. Well, look, buddy, you're still on the project. I'm going to take a couple more calls, and I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Okay. Bye.
So we're currently at 25 states.
25. We've gotten 25.
No, you've gotten 10.
I've gotten 10.
So we need 25. I don't think it's going to happen.
Not going to happen. I think I'm going to end up doing one of these.
Yep.
Best show. Hi.
Hi. Is it Tom?
It is.
Hi. This is Jimmy from Philadelphia.
Judy?
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
What's yeah, hi. Jimmy?
How's it going? What's going on in Philly?
Not much, hanging out with my niece and nephew today.
Where'd you take them? Reading Market?
Oh, yeah. Got to hit the spots, cut them some nice chocolates there.
So
did I add a new state for you?
Yeah, you added Pennsylvania. Thank you.
Oh, sweet.
24 to go.
20. Oh, we're not going to hit it. It's not going to happen. What's going on, buddy? What would you give yourself as a report card grade for the day, or for the year? So far.
The year so far?
For yourself,
just a check. Like on the check plus, check minus scale, I'll give myself a check.
A grade. A report card. This is not gym. This is not gym class. A check. No. Report card grade. You got check. It's not a pass fail.
So it's got to be a letter grade? It can't just be like
letter
satisfactory?
Grade. Letter grade.
Okay, I'll give a B plus then.
A B plus.
It's been an okay year, yeah.
Everybody likes these B pluses, man. I tell you, I gave myself a D minus.
I saw that. I thought you were a little hard on yourself, Tom.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not where I should be, my friend.
I gotta say, I listened to your conversation with Dave Weigel, and I love that.
Good. Well, that's what kept me from getting an F. That's one of the things that kept me from getting an F.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I hold myself to a high standard, Jimmy.
Tom, I was actually, my inspiration to call was your conversation. I never listened to Prague too much, and I know you really like King Crimson, so I started listening to a little bit of that. I liked the first album a lot, and I was wondering what the next album I should really dig into.
So you like In the Court of the Crimson King, you like that one?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Why don't you move? You know what I would say? Try...
Yeah.
You could do the next one. You could do In the Court of Poseidon. And then not In the Court of Poseidon. What am I doing? Poseidon.
Was it Wake of Poseidon?
The Wake of Poseidon, yes. Try that one, which is kind of like a lesser version of the first album. But also try Lark's Tongues and Aspic and then try Red.
Okay. I gave Red one listen so far, so I tried that one. I'm going to try those other two also.
All right, buddy, you tried. You let me know how you do.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Bye. Best show.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the Best Show. This is Tom.
Hey, this is Henry. I have a possible addition to the Dirtyverse.
Where are you calling from, Henry?
I'm calling from New York. I know you already got that.
We got New York. Don't worry. It's fine. Right. You want to add something to the Dirtyverse, which is the franchise of movies that I had highlighted, Bad Grandpa, Dirty Grandpa, Bad Moms, Bad Santa, Dirty whatever. I don't know what there was. Everything's dirty, yeah. Horrible, or bad. So what else? What do you have?
So this might be a bit of a stretch, but I was listening to Jason Mantzoukas on Marc Maron and then was going through his filmography, and I see that in Neighbors and in The House, he has the same character name, Mr. Theodorakis.
So you feel like there's a case to be made that the movie The House, which is in theaters now, that The House and what other one?
Neighbors.
And Neighbors tie in, but they might have their own world of homeowners then.
Yeah, this might be now a rival universe.
Yeah, that might
that
be
could maybe link up.
You might call that the homeowner verse, because it's all about people who own houses.
Yeah.
Interesting. You put something very interesting in front of us here.
But he
was also in Dirty Grandpa, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's true. Although, see, this is where maybe it falls apart, unless it's a totally separate universe, because in that one, he's just named Pam.
Interesting. There might be a Mantzoukas-verse that we have to have then, right?
Yeah, maybe he is like the Samuel L. Jackson, bringing them all together.
So he's his own Nick Fury?
Yeah, I guess.
Very interesting, young man. Very interesting.
Cool.
I appreciate it, and you have a grand evening.
You too.
How long have we been doing? Well, how long is the show?
We are at 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up. That way we can. Yeah, I'll take these. I'll take these bunch of calls. I'll end it in the next 10 minutes. How's that?
Works for me.
All right.
Still 24 states.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. Best Show. Hi.
Hey, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
My name is Mike. I'm in Austin, Texas. I think I'm the first Texan.
You are the first Texan. Welcome.
Glad I could help. I wanted to submit a possible Bayonne Mount Rushmore member, because I was shocked that this person was from Bayonne. I was reading on Wikipedia.
Let's hear it.
Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde. Metal guitarist Zach Wilde.
Yes, Southern Pride Chicken Picking, somehow from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Who is touring now with a band called Zach Sabbath.
Is he? I did not know that.
Which is him and a couple cohorts covering Black Sabbath, which sounds like it would probably actually be better than Black Sabbath, because they'd be locked in, right?
I agree.
I love it. I did not know he was from a metal guitarist. Zach Wilde was from Bayonne.
And he had that, like, Confederate flag, Les Paul, which, I don't know, it seems a little odd that he would combine those two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
And then
Bayonne.
I just had a random question.
You had a what question for me?
Just a random, unrelated question. Do you happen to know where in downtown Austin the Best Show mural is?
You
Every time I'm down there, I don't see it.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
All right. Well, you guys have a good night.
You have a great night. Bye. Best Show. Hi.
Hello. Hi, Tom.
Yes. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. This is Derek calling from Montana.
Derek from Montana.
Yes, sir.
Big Sky Country, right?
Yeah, the big. Yeah, sure.
What's going on in Montana?
That's what they call it.
What town in Montana?
Well, I'm not in a town right now, but I live in Kalispell, and I'm currently out hiking with my wife.
That's nice.
Because our kids are, well, we're standing on top of a mountain right now.
You're on top of a mountain.
Yeah, it's called Six Mile Peak, elevation 7,406 feet. It's very cliche to be on a mountain calling you from Montana.
If you screamed, would it, like, resonate? Would it echo?
No, because it's kind of the top of a ridge, and so there's nothing really to reflect it back. We're kind of at the top of the world here. Mm-hmm. But I can see, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 mountain ranges and lakes from here. It's pretty nice.
Sounds beautiful.
But I just happened to see that you guys were looking for calls from all the states and never had a reason to call before. And I was like, well, I can be the Montana delegation.
Well, you most certainly are. This is a great call, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Look, you enjoy your family. I'm not going to take you away from them. And
Our kids are gone. That's why we're out doing this. Our kids are visiting some friends at the lake. So that's why we're out here playing hooky. So, but yeah, we need to start heading down anyway. But just wanted to call and say hello.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot, and you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye. Best show. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Nolan in Arizona.
Arizona. Nolan in Arizona. What's going on, Nolan?
Not much. I had a...
Where in Arizona are you?
In Mesa, Arizona, which is pretty near Phoenix.
Okay. Home of Arizona. Who's the best band out of Arizona?
Oh, Jimmy World.
I was looking for Sun City Girls.
Oh, I did not know that they were from Arizona.
I think they were.
Well, that's I see. Now that's part of my what I was calling you about. I was hoping you could help me out with some music stuff.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I've only listened to in my life like 4 bands,
Jimmy World.
And I've heard other songs and like movies and stuff.
Jimmy Eat World, is that one of the 4 bands?
Oh, I went to the same high school as them, so that's why I knew that one.
It just takes some time, and with the middle, and you take my life, and everything will be all right, right?
Yeah, did you do the Kids Bop for that one too, or was that just?
I did not. I only did All the Small Things.
Oh, gotcha.
One of the highlights of my career.
So
what do you want to know about music, my friend?
Well, see, so I was thinking, if I give you the 4 bands, can you give me something new to listen to?
Let's try it. Sure.
Okay. One of them is Reliant K. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're not super big. That band, Fun, I listened to both their albums. The Mountain Goats I've recently gotten into, and they've got a ton of albums.
A lot of
and
stuff.
And then,
do you have the new Mountain Goats album, Goths?
Yes, I love it. It's so good.
How many look, you can't go wrong with any of the Mountain Goats stuff. You can go all the way in and just bounce around the catalog. And they're a different band in a lot of different ways and different periods. There's so much there to consume. You have your work cut out for you with the Mountain Goats.
All right. I'll stick with them then.
Yeah. Do that. Listen to that.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
You have a great night. Night. Hi, best show.
Hey, it's Susan from Nevada.
Susan from Nevada. What's up, Susan?
How's it going?
It's going well. So what?
I've got time to get in on what?
You're in.
I got some goat stories. Let's see.
You have some goat stories?
Well, yeah. My neighbor hired a pack of goats to trim her weeds like a week ago.
Oh my!
With mixed results. It's pretty good.
So you looked out at your neighbor's yard.
Yes.
How many goats did they bring over?
Well, there was 10 to 15.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to tell.
Sounds like the greatest.
Because there were a bunch of little tiny baby goats, along with a pack of adult goats.
And they're all just, they let them loose in the yard to eat the grass instead of mowing the lawn.
Exactly, with mixed results, let's just say.
Like what are the I'm going to say the goats left behind things also that didn't help?
Yeah, which she apparently, I don't think anyone thought about before she started this process.
Yeah, that's probably something you should factor in.
But when you walk by her front porch and she's sitting there, you know, amidst a bunch of leftovers, just something you might think about before you rent a pack of goats.
It would be fun to watch, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I didn't do
it. So I'm saying you got the best version of it. It wasn't your yard, but you got to watch goats mow someone's lawn with their mouths.
Exactly, and I got to, like, pet some baby goats, see some grown-up goats.
So you cleaned up. You got the best version of this whole thing.
It's very true. Very true.
Wow.
That happened recently.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Aren't the calls better today?
Yeah. I think they're pretty good. I'm always happy to hear Hayden or Holden, kids.
Why are the calls so?
I think on Tuesday people have strategy to get in with Mike.
And I think so. Oh, this is classic. It's Mike. Studio. Yeah. Oh, if I wasn't so far ahead of you, I would fall for that. You're just trying to look at this as a chance to squeeze Mike out. Because Mike was saying to me the other day how much he missed the old days with the show. And then it's because you put two and two together. It's clear he's talking about before Dudio, before Pat.
Ooh.
I'm just saying it's been quality rivalry. Calls.
And now Dudio's saying that it's the all right. Well,
I see you, Dudio, coming after AP Mike.
You see the ski. You see it's not hard to spot the gears turning on this one.
I mean, exactly. The calls have been great. No Avalanche Bob. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, true. But I haven't seen your headshot lately, so I'm not sure what the level of competition is there.
Well, thank you for the call. This is a great call.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Have a good rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Two more calls here. Let's here we go. Best show, hi.
Hello, Tom. It's Sunny in London.
Sunny in London.
Yeah, that's right. How you doing?
This is fake. This is a fake.
I'm talking to Sunny in London.
It's like a Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Hey, it's just Sunny in London. What's up? How are you now, Dan?
I am a legitimate Southeast London Cockney.
This is the fakest call I ever heard in my life.
I promise you it's not. I'm a very, very long time listener to the show, but I've never called in before.
All right. You know what, Sunny? This is what I'm going to say, Sonny. Yeah. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt on this.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. I never normally get to listen live, so this is a real treat. And you mentioned chip shops earlier. I used to live opposite a chip shop in New Cross in South London, and it was the self-proclaimed Paul McCartney's favourite chip shop because he stopped there twice. Two different occasions, and so they offered the Paul McCartney special, which was two pickled onions and a bag of chips. But they obviously got questions about the kind of veracity of their claim and whether he'd actually stopped there. So they even went as far as to write down like the license plate of his car and put that in the window as if to say he absolutely stopped here. We promise.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not there anymore. No, they couldn't take a photo, though.
Couldn't take a photo, no. The Paul McCartney special was a real treat.
Yeah. So the Paul McCartney special is two pickled onions?
Two pickled onions and a bag of chips.
But why is he going to the chip shop for pickled onions?
Pickled onions are quite a big thing in chip shops over here. But what confuses me is why he went to that one twice. Because I can't really think where Paul McCartney has been. It's quite out of the way.
This is that chip shop. Let's go to the chip shop. Exactly.
Oh, been here before. It's good. You know. And then when he went back in that second time, they must have not been able to believe their luck. Like, yeah. This is it. Like, the first time may be a fluke, but this time, right down the license plate.
Now, what years are we talking about? What years are we talking about?
So this must be in the mid-2000s. It shut down about 2-3 years ago. I think this must have been... So I guess when he was maybe playing shows in London, like he did kind of shows in Camden, and I think at the O2, and I guess on his way back, he just thinks, oh, I'm kind of peckish. No, ask the driver to pull in. Uh-huh. He knows what he wants. He's two pickled onions and a bag of chips. He's his special.
He felt kind of peckish after his show, and he pulled yeah. into the same chip shop twice.
Yeah, exactly. And I like to imagine it was a full-blown limousine that pulled over as well, because this is quite a, like, ropey part of town. It's not particularly, like, it's a great area, but it's a bit rough. But Paul doesn't care.
My friend Sonny. Yeah. Jason just showed me a picture of the paper with the license plate on it and the
yes.
And it's okay, fair enough. So what? Do your American accent for me, Sonny. That's my favorite. Let me hear you do what you think an American sounds like.
Can you give me an American? I mean, do you want me to do you? Because my default thing would just to turn into the Sopranos.
Do this to me, then. This is what I would like to hear you interpret. You're walking okay. through London, and right. an American comes up to you asking for they're looking for Big Ben. What would that okay. sound like?
Hey, is Big Ben around here? That's what I can offer you.
That is spectacular. I love how... And what are you doing to do that? You're flattening out any trace of uniqueness from your voice.
I'm tightening the throat. I'm upping the optimism.
Yes, and you're rounding, yes. and everything's just round now.
Yeah, and I'm also having to learn to put my consonants back in because I don't normally talk with them.
So now if they wanted to see, like, if they were asking you, like, where's Abbey Road where the Beatles walked across the street, what would that sound like?
Okay. Excuse me, is Abbey Road around here?
That is so funny.
What? I'm one of your countrymen now. This is it.
This is great. You should just talk like that from now on and upset everyone in your life. Well, this is a great call,
thank
buddy.
You very much.
You have a great
thank
night.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Can I just say that maybe a show on a Saturday afternoon every now and then?
I'm telling you, this might be
the London calls are gold.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this might be the way to go. I might start bailing on Tuesdays. All right. All the calls keep getting lit up. I'm going to take one more in because we got to wrap it up here. Best show, final call tonight. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Aaron from Wyoming.
Aaron from Wyoming. Where in Wyoming are you?
Cheyenne. It's the world north of Denver.
So what's going on?
Well, I was hoping you could help me out with that. Past summers, we've had big TV things like Under the Dome, and I don't know what to watch this summer, and I didn't know if you had anything that you were into.
This is what so far I'm enjoying Glow. I like Glow a lot. Glow is fun.
That's about the wrestlers?
It is about the wrestlers.
Is that on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Okay, I'll have to check that out.
I like Kimmy Schmidt. It's a good season of Kimmy Schmidt now.
Is this season 3?
It is season 3.
All right. Well, I need to extend my horizons a little bit, apparently.
What else? What else is good? Difficult People will be back in a month.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is.
There was an HBO show I was looking to start watching, but I changed my mind about that for some reason. I think you know what it was.
Did it begin with a D?
It might.
And did it end with an E? Well, actually, did it end yeah. with did it end with me not being there?
It might have. But yeah. That kind of took the wind out of my sails.
More power. God bless him. God bless them. That's all I say. God bless them all. There's a reason why I wasn't there. God bless them. I hope they made the best show in the history of television. I can't wait to see it and cheer them on the whole time.
Wow. Are we already doing Tom Can't Complain?
We might be. That might be a preview of what Tom Can't Complain will sound like. Boy, I can't wait for all the calls about that during Tom Can't Complain. Oh, boy.
Oh, I might call in.
Yeah, Dudia might call in on that. Holy moly. Well, thank you for the call, my friend, and you have a great night.
You too. Thanks, Tom. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love me. He loves me.
That's nice.
That's nice.
You don't get that very often.
This is the final call. No more calls. Best show. Hi. Welcome.
Hi.
Final call.
Oh, wow. This is Ben in Portland, Oregon.
I don't think we got Oregon.
No.
How are you,
Ben? No Oregon?
No.
All right.
What's up, buddy? Well,
I'm out here delivering mail, sending my mail out. Thought I'd give you guys a call.
Are you a mailman?
I am. Yes.
That would be.
I'm not just delivering mail.
Okay. Well, do you work for the United States Postal Service? Because you can still
call
yourself a mailman and be like, I'm the mailman. And then they're just like, this guy is not working with us.
And it's mail carrier.
Mail carrier, of course.
I mess up all the time.
Well, but. You're 100% right. So how long have you been a mail carrier?
Just a little over a year.
Are you enjoying it?
Some aspects. I'm newer, so I kind of cover out the slack, and even if I finish a route early, I kind of got to go back out and finish everybody else's stuff. So, a lot of long days, working 56 hours a week all year. So.
The low man on the totem pole.
Yep, that's me.
What kind of grade would you give yourself for the first half of the year?
I'm going to go with an A.
An A, just, all right.
Just because I'm working hard.
I love it. Good for you.
Working hard for the man.
Good, 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 good. I'm happy to hear someone give themselves an A.
And, you know, Tom, on behalf of the United States Postal Service, I just want to thank you for just having a good, solid three-hour show. I can just put on my mail route, not think about it, and just know it's going to be funny.
We do it for bands on tour and mail carriers.
And all right.
Security guards.
I had a suggestion for a scene in the Star Wars Marvel
universe. Let's hear it!
I want to see Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl get in a bar fight in the Tatooine canteen.
Oh, my goodness. This thing writes itself. The idea of Howard the Duck, especially in the cantina.
Yeah, and it's got George Lucas tied to it already.
Yeah, for him to just go like, he doesn't like you. And Howard the Duck's like, yeah, I don't like him very much either.
Oh, yeah.
I love
it's
it.
Gold.
I love it. This is great. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for the show. How about that? A little fun Saturday installment as we get ready for the 4th of July holiday. If you listened live, I appreciate it. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, welcome. And I'm going to say goodbye. And, yeah, everybody be safe. Take care. Enjoy yourself. This I give to you. The Blues Explosion. John Spencer Blues Explosion. Big song in Baby Driver kicks a movie off. So great to see. Here's something else from the catalog of one of the best bands to come down the pike. Ever. Ever. This is a song from Extra Width called Big Road. See you next week. Thank you to Jason Studio.